We're ready, whenever you are. Aren't you reading?
I am, but my dog was barking.
Yes, I know.
I was waiting.
Okay, you were just waiting for him to settle. Okay, yes. Perfect.
Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, the podcast where we read the narrow road between desires, page by page. This is page 125. Bast grinned happily. Honestly, the innkeeper said, I would have done it for the sole reason of celebrating you reading your lesson for once. But it will be nice for Martin, too. It will give him an excuse to stop by more often. It will be good for him. Bast's smile faded a bit. If the innkeeper noticed, he didn't comment on it. I'll send a boy round to Martin's and ask him to come by with a couple bottles. Get a dozen if he has them, Bass said, or more. It's getting cold at night. Winter's coming, and what he's got will be like drinking a piece of spring while sitting round the fire. The innkeeper smiled. I'm sure Martin will be flattered by your glowing recommendation. Bass paled, his expression showing raw dismay. By all the gorse, no, Reshi, he said, waving his hands frantically in front of himself. Don't tell him I said anything. Don't even tell him I plan on drinking it. He hates me. The innkeeper hid a smile behind his hand. It's not funny, Reshi, Bast said angrily. He throws rocks at me. Not for months, the innkeeper pointed out. Martin ended the page. I'm RJ, which stands for rocks. Just thrown on my head.
I'm John from Ventus.
And I'm Joy.
I want the second half of that joke so much right now. like at the end, like, he hasn't thrown rocks at you for months. Martin, you know, and whatever else he's going to say is bound to be hilarious because it's this is such funny. This is just a very, very funny interchange right now. Like Quoth is totally just like trolling Bast so much with how much it's going to be bad for him because of Martin. It's great.
I mean, yesterday you guys were talking about something that made me want to say, well, Bast just goes and hides when Martin comes to the inn. Like, he is not like in the public spaces of the inn when Martin is there for sure. He's hiding from him.
Yeah. Well, let us not go too long without pointing out winter's coming.
Oh, winter is coming.
As we're talking about Martin in a story originally in an anthology edited by George R.R. Martin.
That's good, RJ. Good.
There we go.
It was a little more obvious in Lightning Tree. Because I think Coat just says, I'm sure Martin will appreciate it. And Bast might have literally said, winter is coming. So there's Pat's little nod to George R.R. Bast is like not too happy that his quick talking is maybe going to get Martin around the inn, and quickly is like, get a ton of bottles. Probably right, secretly or, not wanting to see him anytime soon.
I mean, also maybe he doesn't want Martin to know that Bast likes it, because then maybe Martin will mess with it.
Right.
That's the implication to me. Yeah, for sure.
But also he definitely doesn't want Martin to know that Bast tried it, because Bast tried it at the still.
Right.
And we don't know if the still is messed up yet or not.
We don't. Yeah, I mean, it must be common knowledge that Martin has this stuff, because the innkeeper is planning on getting someone to run up and ask for a few bottles. So must be common enough knowledge that he's doing it, just maybe not what it tastes like.
Yeah, or where the still is.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just love this expression, by all the gorse.
Right.
It's a new one, right?
It is. We don't really know much except for the mention of the Gorse Court in the Fae. So that must like be.
But that's not. The Gorse Court isn't a. That's not peculiar to Kingkiller, right? That's a.
I don't know.
That's a thing. Cursory Google. Here we go again. $3,272 Gorse Court in Palm Harbor, Florida is a lovely looking home that's on the market for $365,000.
Oh, okay. We can pitch in.
Maybe probably it better is. Than the basement of Omathai Manor.
Probably. I'll never see that much money in my life.
Drinking a piece of spring. You know,
yeah, that's a
it's
nice,
an interesting thing. When I'm in the middle of winter, I want to drink things that taste like wintry drinks to me, not like spring drinks. I want to drink like a warm drink or, you know, something like that. I don't know. Personal preference.
Yeah, and it's interesting he says winter's coming when we know it's midsummer today. I mean, winter.
Yeah, that's true.
Winter is coming, but like eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. But it is still getting cold at night, I guess. Either that or this is just a little bit of the old story running into the new story, which I wouldn't think.
Patrick says he did say it was a warm liquor.
Mm-hmm.
And it does certainly contain spices, which recommends it for winter.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, this is clearly a George R. R. Martin nod.
Yeah, it's cute. Absolutely.
Love it.
Okay, so a slightly more cursory or... Yeah, less more detailed, less a slightly cursory. Less cursory Google indicates from Fairypedia that there are six major courts of Fae. None of them are the Gorse, though. Seely, oh. Unseely, winter, spring, summer, and autumn.
How do so, they spell, was it Fairy, the website, or Fae?
Fairypedia, Faerie.
Great spelling.
I'm going to look that up so soon.
All right, well, I don't know, there was something going to be looking up somewhere in something that sounds really inappropriate. Let's move on.
We'll throw rocks at you.
There you go, that's better. On tomorrow's narrow page.
Page.